Delighted to be joined, as always, by Blind Dave Healy. Just finished his latest challenge. It's a cycling challenge this time, and Dave was riding 600 miles along with Team Blind Dave. There's eight of them all in to cycle through France and Belgium, where many of the soldiers died during the Great War.
Indeed. It was incredible, Barry. To sort of coin the phrase, it was a challenge, it was an adventure. But in all fairness, once we got underway and finished, it was a journey of remembrance. It was an incredible, incredible time. We kicked off in a little village town called Bonfils, right on the French-Swiss border. And that's kilometre zero, as they call it. And there was lots of battles that went on down there. And then we travelled through from Bonfils. We went to Munster, and then Munster on to Lunéville. Lunéville on to Verdun, and then Verdun to Reims, Arras, and then finally Belgium and Nieuport. But the journey across it was just incredible. It really hasn't yet sunk in, all of the information that was sort of told to me, read to me. We kicked off in sunshine, and then halfway through the week, we collared the thunderstorms that you've been having back in Britain. And sort of the Tuesday onwards, we were slightly damp, to say the least. The winds picked up. It was horrendous. Headwind all the way. We were cold. But, you know, there was a couple of points on the bikes in the middle of nowhere. You know, there's the call of nature, so the cycles, we stopped. And my mate, who was on the front of the tandem, he just sort of said, Dave, he said, in front of me, he said, to the horizon, that's all I can see is fields full of mud, full of humps and bumps and bits of trees. To the left and right, he said, it literally is miles and miles of fields, you know, the same, muddy. We were standing there and we were in, it was thunderous rain. The wind was blowing. We were freezing. None of us were particularly moaning other than, you know, we said, let's get the wheels going and let's get warmed up. But it just brings it all home. We were there 5 minutes in these conditions 100 years ago. There were soldiers, there was men, there was women, and they weren't there for 5 minutes. It was heartbreaking.
And one of those soldiers was an Alexander Douglas Gillespie, who was unfortunately killed in 1915 in battle. But he'd written a letter, hadn't he? Hoped one day people could walk on that very field and talk about the dead soldiers. And that's what you were doing, in essence.
We said this. It was the sort of the road to freedom, or the road of freedom that he wrote about. And we've actually cycled it. And so, if you want to, and I said this to my mate at the time, and we got a retired Argyle soldier with us, Isla. He was met up at the memorial, because we got to the memorial where Douglas Gillespie, his name is. I don't know whether that was the grave. I'm not 100% sure on it. But it was where he fought, and his name's there. But, you know, it's like we said, 1915 that letter was written. 2015 the letter was found. He wanted to make it sort of a road of peace for, you know, for pilgrims to remember the fallen in the Great War. And little does he know, he wrote the letter, he was killed 2 days later, and now he just does not realise what that letter has done. And it's just incredible, mate.
Those words weren't in vain.
Oh, yeah. And Isla, Alan, who was a retired major in the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders, he had his photograph taken with us all, with his Glengarry on. And he spoke the words that, you know, were always spoken at the remembrance services. And he was great. And for him to actually be there at the memorial, it was just incredible for us and incredible for him. And there was many, many memorials like that, mate. There was a cemetery where there was, I think it was 11,400 and some odd soldiers who were unnamed. And they put a fantastic memorial to them. You know, we passed and stopped at an Asian Indian cemetery. There was Canadian, there was Australian, there was American, British again. Every nationality that fought has got a memorial, you know, in its memory and its honour. And it just proves how many people were involved. I mean, some of the stats was, we were told, for every turn of our pedals, which was roughly a metre travel, there were 17 men killed. And it's just incredible to think, you know, how many people died. Words really failed most of us when we got to them. You know, we have to remember these people. We should never, ever, ever forget them.
You're hoping to reach £80,000. That was your target. Yeah. Are you close?
We're on our way. Believe you me, we're on our way. I won't tell you how much, but mate, we're on our way. And there are still some very, very generous people out there.
Yeah, how can people add to that?
Well, if they want to go on to the Just Giving, now let me get this right, it's justgiving.com/pages/TeamBlindDaveCycleWFW. And anybody who is willing to share a pound with us or £1 million with us, we'd love it. It's, you know, but yeah, they can still support us in that way. And it's coming along lovely.
I should say as well, you're raising money for the West Bromwich Albion Foundation.
Yes, it's for the Albion Foundation. And the Albion Foundation, they support kids. And I say kids, mate, because I'm an old dinosaur. But kids with a disability through blind football, through power chair football, through a comprehensive range of disability sports, plus special needs kids. And, you know, these kids need help. And if this, as I say, the blind old codger from West Brom, if this idiot can do these things and hopefully inspire these kids, at least then they know that there is some form of normality there for them. So anything is possible if they put their mind to it. And it's just great, mate. They need help now. And hopefully the likes of these challenges will create awareness, but an element of funding to enable them to, through teams, become an independent person and prove that they can do, in speech marks, have a normal kind of life.
Fantastic. Well, we'll let you recover from that one before we start talking about future events. I'm sure there'll be something in the not-too-distant future. How can people follow what you're up to and have a look at some of your past achievements, Dave?
There's the website, which is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Sadly, because of social media, it's not fully up to date yet. But if they go on to Blind Dave Healy on Facebook, Twitter is @BlindDaveHealy. Instagram, I think it's Blind Dave Healy.
Well, Dave, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy a well-earned break from it all. I know you're into your DIY as well. Maybe find some time to fix that tandem.
Yeah.
Took so much punishment.
Yeah. The little one has actually cleaned the bike today. My mate has whipped the chains off and he's told me I've got a brand new chains and a brand new cassette on the back. So it's all clean and ready to be put up. We're out again on it next week because we're going to see a couple of the sponsors. But would you believe already, because I'm running the London Marathon next year with my three girls, and they've already got me out. So we've been out three times this week already running. So there's no peace for the wicked, is there?
None whatsoever. Pleasure as always, Dave. You take care and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Mayday. Cheers, Barry.